We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school football. Cam got back on the winning track this past week with a win over Glidden Ralston. Nick Kaufman, head coach for the Cougars, joins us now. Coach, how do you feel after last week's big win over Glidden?
Well, a win's a win. It was another tough, hard-fought game that came all the way down the wire, but we did come out ahead, so that's great.
What stood out the most with your offense? I mean, Colin Bauer got some yardage on the running game, but it seemed like you went back to the air a little bit more with him.
Yeah, the passing game came through in a big way. We got behind the sticks several times, especially with penalties, but the passing game came through and got us out of the hole a few times and made some big plays. Cohen McCann had a kickoff return for a touchdown, so that was a lot of fun. And defense showed up when they needed to in the end, so it all worked out.
Where do you think the team improved the most from the previous week to this week?
That's tough to say. Audubon was such a big opponent. Tough opponent. It's tough to compare those two games, but we were able to get some offense going. I guess that's just the biggest difference. And then, of course, we did get some stops, but I think the boys played with a little more confidence, and they came back from a lot of adversity. We, like I said, we had quite a few penalties, and the first half especially, but we were able to fight through them and keep our head in the game and finish it in the fourth quarter.
How'd you feel about Zach and what he did at quarterback? Threw for 206 yards, 3 touchdowns, did have 1 interception, but overall, what'd you think about him in his game?
He was great. He had his head in game the whole time, even after the interception, he never got down on himself or anything. He just kept fighting, and that's kind of been our theme, at least for 3 games here. So it's great to see.
And how do you feel about just your special teams play overall? I mean, to get a kick return for a touchdown, that's a huge play. But, how do you feel about what the special teams has done, either from a return, from the kicking game, pretty much from all of it?
Well, I think we're finally getting our things together and on special teams. Zach did a good job punting the ball, getting it away from the return guy. Kicking game, we had a little better coverage, I guess you could say, although there was a couple returns that were pretty long for them. But, overall, I think we did a pretty good job.
On the lines, one guy we haven't talked a lot about has been William Rouse. Colin Bauer led you in tackles. Brenton Hoover had a big game as well. But tell me about William Rouse and what he means to your football team, especially now that Drew is gone. Rouse had a big game. He had a quarterback sack, 2 tackles for a loss overall. And, of course, goes both ways for you. Tell me about how his season has been going and what he means to the team.
He's a captain. He's one of our leaders. He's very consistent. You don't have to worry about him. He's always ready to go. He's always going to give you 100% effort. He's very strong. He's pretty quick. You definitely have to account for him. He can really be a factor if they don't double team him. So he's a great kid.
Yeah. It was a sort of a back and forth game, it seeming like, here with Glidden Ralston, and you took control in the fourth quarter. What areas do you think like you started to really take control in the game late?
Well, we finally got a stop. That was big. We were moving the ball pretty consistently, but we were having trouble stopping them. So when we finally got a stop, it was a pretty big relief for me anyway. And then got back ahead on the scoreboard, and then we were able to just finish it at the end.
So this week it's Exira EHK. When you look at the Spartans, what are the things that stand out the most?
Well, you've got the Kilworth, Olson, and the Brabham kids that are all talented and tough kids, so we're going to have to see where they align them. They do a good job of moving them around. We'll have to look for some mismatches offensively, see who we can get lined up in the pass game, and then also, you know, what they do in the pass game might affect run game as well, so we'll just have to see how they line up.
What is it with a team that shows a lot of motion, sends guys up and down, moves guys around like Exira does? How do you try to, how do you plan for that defensively?
Well, they just have to identify, you know, where are the threats? Are they, you know, are they here? Are they there? What, you know, and what are the potential things that they can do from their alignment? So, you know, one thing might indicate more of a pass threat, whereas another is more of a run threat. So it's mainly just identifying where they align.
On defense, Exira seems to go, thanks to their middle linebacker and Johnston Kilworth. If Connor Bauer is running, it seems like maybe Kilworth might be trying to eye him the entire game. How do you see that matchup and what you can do to free up Connor? And because Kilworth is a pretty good middle linebacker, he's been pretty good at leading that defense.
Yeah, he's a big physical kid, so no doubt about it. We'll just have to see how they align, and we'll have to make some adjustments. It's kind of the way it is every week, but with these guys, it's even more pronounced. So, they do a really good job of throwing different formations at you. So we're going to have to identify those formations and see what kind of threats we've got, adjust accordingly.
And just overall, how do you feel about just the mentality of the team? I mean, you just had a high with Bedford, a low with Audubon, and then back up to kind of a high with Glenn Ralston. Maybe you expected the team play a little bit better, but how have these players dealt with this kind of roller coaster ride of this season?
Well, for me, Glidden was more of a relief than a high, but it was just made us wonder if we were ever going to get out of there with all the penalties and stuff. But we escaped, and what we're really looking forward to this week is a cleaner game. We can eliminate the penalties. You know, we didn't have a lot of turnovers, but we had two, and they were very costly. So if we can eliminate those, clean up our game, I think, get a little more rhythm going, I think it'd be a great change.
Well, Coach, really appreciate the time, and best of luck this week against Exira HK. Thanks so much.
Yep, thanks, Chris.
Nick Hoppen, head coach for CAM Football, joining us here on KSOM.